Turkish Foreign Ministry reacts to European Parliament's 2022 report on Turkey. The European Parliament's EP 2022 report on Turkey, which is an advisory document, has been adopted at the plenary session on the 13th of September 2023. The report, as a collection of unfounded allegations and prejudices based on disinformation by anti-Turkey circles, is a reflection of EP's well-known shallow and non-visionary approach not only towards Turkey-EU relations, but also towards the future of the EU. This report, unfortunately, demonstrates that the EP members are captives of populist daily politics, and away from developing the right strategic approach to the EU, as well as to our region. In such a critical period of time when the stability and security of our continent are at stake, and a window of opportunity has been opened to revitalize Turkey-EU relations, we find it irrational that the EP brings to the fore other pursuits parallel to the accession negotiations, which are the backbone of Turkey-EU relations. Furthermore, the allegations that the EP has included in the report regarding the Aegean, Eastern Mediterranean, and Cyprus issues reflecting unilateral views of certain circles and detached from historical and legal facts are null and void. Updating of the customs union and finalizing the visa liberalization dialogue without delay are the common objectives of Turkey and the EU in the forthcoming period. Mutual steps to be taken in this regard will raise Turkey-EU relations and Turkey's accession process to a new and dynamic level. Turkey has the potential to render the EU a global power against all current challenges, in particular those related to security, energy, climate change, migration, trade diversion, and economic difficulties. The acknowledgement of this fact is only possible through a visionary perspective that does not surrender to the day-to-day interests of certain circles. We expect the upcoming parliament to be composed following the EP elections in 2024 to act in a rational, objective, and constructive manner. Source: TRNC Public Information Office.